You're listening to 91.3 WYSO on NPR One and WYSO.org. Supporters of drone development are anxiously awaiting a first draft of federal regulations expected to come out soon. Right now, hobbyists can fly drones. The industry term is unmanned aerial systems, but companies are generally prohibited. As WYSO's Lewis Wallace reports, the Federal Aviation Administration is keeping parts of the drone business in limbo.
The UAS Center and Test Complex in Springfield is a shiny, sleek building that's mostly empty. Director Dick Honeywell says right now they have a staff of six.
Basically, we've staffed up at a level that allows us to work with the state agencies and work with the universities.
The state-funded center helps public agencies apply for special federal authorizations to fly drones. That's the only way to get them in the sky right now. Honeywell says it's
pretty restrictive, pretty hard. But we can do that today, and we think that that gives a foundation for businesses to get started.
But when it comes to commercial drones, for things like agriculture or environmental monitoring, there's a lull. This is a test center without much testing going on. Still, over at Sinclair Community College, a whole drone training program is prepping people for careers in the field. Andrew Shepard, who heads that program in the Workforce Development Department, shows me around a bright lab full of colorful remote control copters and clean machinery.
They can 3D print a quadcopter, for example, put it all together with the electronics, and you can go out into the pavilion and you can fly.
The lab is about to get redone for the UAS students, and they're building an indoor flight range next door. Shepard says they're eager to see how the FAA decides to regulate, but
you know, we completely understand the FAA's perspective that, you know, their main job is safety.
Once the proposed rule does come out, there's a public comment period before a final rule. All told, it could be 2017 when commercial drones are actually in the sky. Some students here are worried the rules will require a pilot's license. This is Scott A. Mitchell.
Because I think that would stunt the growth of the industry, and it would keep it into the hands of already the big boys. The little guys need to grow, and they can grow, and I hope that they don't have tight restrictions.
It's not clear yet whether the rules will draw a line at drones that are, say, under 10 or under 15 pounds and make it easier to fly those. The first draft of the FAA's rules is due out any day now. Lewis Wallace, WYSO.